We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, our Bet 365 triple option feature. We give our top takes on the top stories in sports. Steve, I'll go to you first.
Well, today marks 1 week since Zion Williamson strained his left hamstring. He talked to the media today at Pel's practice after they practiced in OKC and was asked about the timing of the injury after playing a career-high 70 games this past season.
Super demoralizing at first. Can't lie. You know, the season had been going so well, so for that to happen just definitely was demoralizing. But it took a day, two, kind of get past that, and now I'm back on what I've been saying all year, stacking my days and getting back on the court.
Well, Zion was asked how soon will he be able to get back on the court and the chances he'll return for this postseason.
It's absolutely realistic, but I gotta pass tests, get back to baseline, and hopefully I'll be out there.
Well, Zion, guys, said he kind of knew this injury wasn't as serious as the last one he suffered a year ago. Had a right hamstring issue January 2nd, ended up missing the rest of last season. He said it helped knowing that this hamstring issue wasn't as bad at the time it happened. So fingers crossed, and everyone I know is hoping he can get back in time for this OKC series. I know we're anticipating maybe a game seven if that can happen. But, yeah, like I said, it's been one week down since Zion's last injury, so hopefully by this time next week we know something with him and the rest of this OKC series.
Yeah, and we had Jen Hale on with us, and okay. she was optimistic that maybe game four or five that we would see Zion back. And, you know, Jen's with the team, so she would know a little bit more than what we would about that. But, man, it would certainly be a big help. They could sure use him at this stage.
For sure.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm looking at the NBA postseason, kind of sticking with what Steve was talking about, but just at a different glance, 11-0 is the home team record. So, yesterday I said 8-0. All three home teams won again last night, but they all were really tight games. I don't want to say I'm ignoring the Cleveland Cavaliers series, but when you're watching what happened last night in New York and obviously Denver, those two games were so fantastic. I just want to shine a light on what happened. For those that don't know, the Knicks go on an 8-0 run in the final 27 seconds of that game, guys, to steal game two at the Garden and beat the 76ers 104-101. And then the
Nuggets.
You were
right about steal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But another steal. The Nuggets, I mean, the Lakers play one of the best games that they've ever played against Denver in this 10-0 stretch. By the way, 10 straight games that Denver has beaten the LA Lakers, which I think is hilarious, but that's besides the point. Jamal Murray with a game-winning shot over Anthony Davis at the buzzer to give Denver that 2-0 series lead against the Lakers. A Lakers team that blew a 20-point lead in that game, guys. So now you're looking at both of those series, the 2-7 matchups, the Knicks and the Nuggets both up on the 76ers and the Lakers respectively in the first round of the playoffs tonight. We'll see if those, you know, home teams can keep having the same success. We got the Timberwolves hosting the Suns again, who they blew out in game one. You'd imagine that Phoenix will probably bounce back and make it a little bit closer tonight. And then the Bucks hosting the Pacers, a similar kind of story. Milwaukee was just all over Indiana in that first game. And then the nightcap in the Western Conference. The Clippers hosting the Mavericks. I think all three games are going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to them tonight.
I'm going to answer a text question for mine because I know this gentleman has asked me a couple times about Roger Rosengarten from Washington, that big right tackle. Now, remember him playing that right tackle position, he was guarding Michael Penix Jr.'s blind side, and he has started 28 straight games at right tackle for the Huskies. he had a bad game against Michigan, and they went after him. And you could tell they sort of said, you know what, man, Troy's not the guy we want to pick on here. Let's go after Rosengarten. He's a really good run blocker, great size, has some good movement skills as a run blocker. I thought he was a pretty doggone good pass protector, but then against Michigan, man, that they made him out of place, and you could tell that his techniques really got out of sorts. They put a lot of pressure on Penix from the backside in that game. I think he is a borderline late second, early third round pick for Roger. Just had a bad game in a spot where everybody's watching, and it was a really bad game against Michigan, and they targeted him in that game. But Roger is a powerhouse run blocker. When they ran the football, they would swing it from time to time, but they were mostly running on the right in critical spots, and he did protect the blind side of Michael Penix Jr. I think he goes late second, early third round. And guess who was his dad who coached him in high school? Ed McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's dad coached him in high school, so he got some NFL training on that part. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.